from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And we start with severe weather. AccuWeather says heavy downpours associated with thunderstorms have been moving through the area overnight. And Paul, to your point moments ago, probably shook a lot of people out of bed early. And we see another wave of rain just about to reach the city, although it won't be as intense as that first line of thunderstorms.
Where they're getting nailed, or at least expected to get nailed in the next little while, would include the Punxsutawney area, both to the north and further to the south of Punxsutawney. Wow. What a light show on my way to work last night. That was something spectacular.
And we had hit 90 degrees yesterday again, 17th time this year. And it looks like we will not hit 90 over the weekend. Today, 84, but we have the chance off and on through the course of the next 2.5 days for this rolling thunderstorm potential.
I'm interested in finding out how much rain fell in the time period that I was on the road. It had to be more than an inch at least.
And it came very quickly, so we had a lot of ponding of water, and there still might be areas that you get a brief, almost like that flash flood on the streets. Where the sewer systems can't handle the amount of rain.
That was the kind of rain that I remember seeing in New Orleans. A typical New Orleans downpour looks just like that. And it that's the reason why they are able to pump 2 inches of rain an hour off of the streets there, for that very reason, because the rain can stack up that quickly. And when it rains more than the pumps can handle, which happened once when I was there, it's something to see, the flooding.
And we'll keep you posted. We're going to go live to meteorologist Joe Lundberg in our next half hour. Meanwhile, this historic prisoner swap that involves 6 nations, 3 Americans are home, but 1 missing is Butler native and teacher Mark Fogle. And there was great hope yesterday when we heard that there were a number of prisoners exceeding just the first two that were, you know, the more prominent names.
Well, his name was actually mentioned as one that could be released in one of the stories that we ran across as we were trying to find out what was happening. And what we did find out happened was that there was apparently a one-for-one swap, Larry. There were 3 Russians being held here on various charges, criminal charges, who were released to the Russians. And then 3 Americans were returned in that exchange. Now, someone that I spoke to said, and I think this is a valid thing to say, that Fogle was left behind because the headlines just wouldn't be big enough. With Brittany Griner, the WNBA star, who was arrested for and jailed for the same thing, possession of marijuana. I think it was a medical marijuana in vapor form, if I recall correctly. But at any rate, getting her out generated headlines and positive publicity, whereas Mark Fogle in the being in the same situation. And so they said, well, so in other words, the government's willing to move heaven and earth to get the basketball star out, but Mark Vogel is 61 years old. He's been hospitalized four times during his incarceration in Russia. There's concern about his health, and yet here he stays.
And he's been there for 3 years, just turned 63 last weekend, and KDK-TV caught up with his sister, Anne.
We knew that something was going on yesterday from the news feeds. We started calling our senators and the ambassadors that we knew and the State Department, and we really hoped that they were going to get Mark on the plane. But Mark called me yesterday morning, and when I realized that he was in Rybinsk, I knew that things were not going well.
And his mother is in her mid-90s and fears she'll never see her son again. So a big disappointment, while overall happy to see those other prisoners released and returned home.
Well, absolutely. When two journalists that have American ties are accused of espionage, for crying out loud, I mean, come on.
And they're going to do this because they use them as pawns to get people they want back.
Well, I mean, one of the people is a top hitman for Vladimir Putin. Another couple of them are criminals with a history of ripping people off on the internet, internet scams and fraud. These are people who are important to Putin's regime because of what they can accomplish for him.
Well, the pressure will be turned up now because we had bipartisan support in this state by our United States senators and congressmen and women.
It's widespread. It's not just one or two. It's Fetterman. It's Casey. It is DeLuzio. It is Mike Kelly. It is Guy Reschenthaler. They're all mad as hell right now about this.
And we'll continue to follow that story with hopes that at some point in the future, Mark Vogel, will be returned home. And a lot of people are going to be talking about Sawmill Run Boulevard, Route 51. Last night, closed until August 26th to remove an old railroad bridge. But suffice to say, there's a long detour and long waits for many.
So let's say that you're living in the South Hills area. You use 51 to get from point A to point B, and now you've got to go through the Liberty Tunnel, over the Liberty Bridge, down the Boulevard of the Allies, over the Fort Pitt Bridge, through the Fort Pitt Tunnel, and then reconnect with 51 on the other side. Talk about going the long way around the barn to get in the front door.
I actually got a headache from you just describing that.
And it's the reverse for the poor souls who are going the other way.
And I feel for you that are dealing with that. And Ellen Gamble, AAA, will keep you posted. And we got a lot more coming up on the Big K Morning Show. Download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Take us with you wherever you go. We'll keep you posted, especially when we're dealing with breaking weather news, which we're dealing with this morning. We got another wave of thunderstorms about to hit the city after some of those overnight just a couple of hours ago that, Paul, you and I had to navigate through. I mean, it was pouring. I should have probably stopped at some point, but since there was almost no traffic, I didn't see but one or two cars, I decided to just slow down and take it easy. But it was so hard, the rain, that even at full wiper mode, it wasn't clear in the window fast enough.
Oh, no, my window was opaque with the rain at high-speed wipers. I was behind a regular SUV, an 18-wheeler. And we were going, I think, at the split about 30 miles an hour with flashers on, just kind of plowing through it as best we could. Probably should have pulled over as well. There were several people who had done that this morning. The rain that's on the way, though, we don't have the same concern as that intense thunderstorm that blew through here between 3 and 4 a.m.
Well, hopefully, yeah, we got a lot of sports activity. You got the Pirates back home against the Diamondbacks at PNC tonight. Paul Skeens, by the way, is pitching Sunday, which should be a nice day weather-wise, or at least nicer, maybe an early shower, but they're expecting it to get hot again.
Yeah, just warm is all.
And then tonight we have Friday Night Lights for the Steelers, the traditional game they do at the high school. This is different because while they're at camp, you know, they have the practice and there's a routine for fans. This is an opportunity to get even more up close and personal. Because the players walk around and sign autographs. This has been a big success over the years.
What time does that start?
I believe, 7 o'clock.
Hopefully, any
thunderstorm
activity that they're mentioning here will be clear of that area by the time they get going.
Yeah.
It says here a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm, especially early. Okay, make that real early, like 5, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, and it got chippy again at practice yesterday, but... You know.
That's right. There was another scrum, was there? Wasn't there? Or some fights? Or
And trust me, the coaches have to say, you know, well, you know, but quietly, I think they kind of like that there's some juice going on there, some energy. And let's see, what else is going on outdoors? Oh, we don't have a regatta anymore in Pittsburgh. You know, it used to be a big deal.
And it was.
It had expanded to 2 weeks. Now, for most of the regatta's run, it was 4 days, like a Thursday through the weekend. And it attracted people from all over the world. And it kind of fizzled out.
Fizzled, collapsed in a heap.
And they had moved it. Remember, they tied it into the 4th of July series of celebrations. And then they, at one point, moved the fireworks from the actual 4th just to make it fit the 4-day weekend. There is talk that maybe they'll try to bring back the regatta, but there is one, Moraine State Park, tomorrow and Sunday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So if you travel up north, that's not too far from Cranberry. You could probably walk there. All right, baby.
I do like going up there. I really enjoy going up, even if it's only just to, you know, drive up and then go for a walk. It's just a wonderful place.
And next week, the Butler Farm Show. And the reason this is important is it's on the site of that rally where the assassination attempt took place.
It's also a reminder, Larry, of the widespread agriculture that is happening in our region, especially in Butler County. That's going to be a major event this year, as it is every year.
It's their biggest event of the year there. And joining us in studio right after the news and your update here in just a moment is Barry Pintar, who's with KDK TV. He was there yesterday and talked to some of the people who would like to some degree return to normalcy, understanding the significant historic. And it will always be known for that.
Yeah, but this upcoming week or two is going to give them the chance to at least start that process of the return to normalcy.
And Barry spoke to a lot of people up there. In fact, he's been covering this story since July 13th and that fateful day, and interested to hear the reaction and how people are trying to reassemble their lives because they've been traumatized too. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville now open. Let's check in with Ellen Gamble.
All right, Larry, thank you. And we did locate with our PennDOT cameras that accident on 51 near the intersection with Bowsman.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Good news, it's on the southbound side of the road. It's not part of all of the traffic associated with the detour around the closure of 51 near Woodruff. It is off to the side of the road in a parking lot, so crews are on the scene taking care of that rather quickly for you. Delays are stacking kind of quickly as well. Bowsman is where you'll get in line on 51 northbound, and traffic backs at times halfway to the intersection with Edgebrook Avenue as you make your way into that intersection with the Liberty Tunnels. Elsewhere around the detour route for that closure, Parkway West, just the normal delays on the front side of Greentree Hill as you make your way into the Fort Pitt tunnels. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 6:35. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Thanks, Ellen, and looking for a high of 85 today, and we've got another wave of showers and thunderstorms moving into the city right now, actually, and this is going to be the case off and on throughout the next couple of days. But once we get through this line of showers, we should get a break for a while, but it is going to remain humid. We're at 71 degrees. This weather update brought to you by UPMC. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with my in-studio guest from KDK-TV, an old friend from Clarion University, Barry Pintar,
yeah,
who went to Canavan, which is literally, Barry, as you know, right over the hill from Foster Plaza, where our studios are.
Yeah, so it was so cool. I basically drove right by it.
And you've been on KDK-TV now for, what, about 2.5 months?
Yeah, that's all. I'm like the newbie. Of course, as you know, speaking of Clarion, right out of Clarion, I went right into television news. So I believe this is station number 6 for me.
And you spent a lot of time in Los Angeles, too.
I did.
And then you came home and decided to get back into TV. And little did you know, cover one of the most historic events in this nation's history, frankly.
Yeah.
With an assassination attempt just a few weeks ago now at the Butler Farm Show rally of Donald Trump.
Exactly. And, you know, I can't, for someone who hadn't been there or hasn't experienced what it was like those days after, basically what happened is I got a call, I think it was like 8:30 at night, from our news director, Sean Hoder, who said, can you be in at 3:30 tomorrow morning? And I'm like, you know, at this point, I'm not watching television, so I'm on my phone. What happened? And he actually did an amazing job of immobilizing all of us. And I've covered a lot of breaking news, as you have, in my time. But when I went up there, Larry, there were media from all, when I say all over the world, that's the understatement. I mean, I've been places where there's media from all over the world, but we're talking every country in Europe, from the Middle East, they were all there in droves. And at this point, as you can imagine, just trying to piece together, because at this point, all we know is some 20-year-old kid managed to climb up onto a roof and take a shot at a former president with all of these Secret Service and all of these local law enforcement around. And you've been following the story. And now it's finger-pointing time as to how that happened. And to the point of what you were speaking of, my story yesterday, now not only is all this background, how did this happen, worldwide noise going on, but we have a community in our own backyard now saying, we acknowledge that it happened here, but please don't make this who we are. Back to the Butler Farm Show. We're moving on. Our lives are moving on. We're a very close community, and we want to move on. And we just appreciate folks letting us move on.
No doubt, like many people, but in particular because it's their home, traumatized by this. And yet the practical part is the Butler Farm Show, which is an annual event that is their biggest of the year, is about to begin.
On Monday, yeah. And something they're so proud of, that's been going on, I think, for like 78 years. This is the Butler Farm Show is, just so folks understand, it's a grounds that they own, that they rent out from time to time, whether it's for a wedding, a class reunion, or a presidential rally. They just rent it out. They own the property, they rent it out. So the Trump campaign rented it out for a day, and it's just a day in their history. But in terms of the farm show, to your point, they have people coming from all over all year looking forward to this event. It's an incredible event. It's not only animals, but it's demolition derby. It's tractor pulls. It's, you know, every kind of carnival food you can want, rides. $10 gets you in the door.
A great American tradition.
A great American tradition, which they love. And they just want folks to not, in many ways, it's not that they don't want folks to come there and say, oh, I'm here just to see where that happened, but they want people to continue to be attracted to this tradition that they love and want to continue.
But it's just been this week where they've been able to take down, because it was almost like a frozen zone until all the law enforcement agencies had a chance,
right?
The FBI, the Secret Service, local, to comb through that whole entire site. Now they're going to return it so that you wouldn't know there was ever a rally there.
Right.
None of that will still be in place, right?
That's correct. However, yeah, in terms of the setup and what it was, that's all gone. But I will tell you, if you drive up there today, you're still going to be met with a, they're actually former state police retired acting as security guards. So you just can't march in there, because I was up there even just a few days ago talking to these guys, and there are looky-loos literally coming from all over the world wanting to take a selfie at, quote, where it happened.
We talked to a young mom whose property shares a fence on one side of the Butler Farm Show.
Oh, wow.
And she said they're on a street, and it's been just a constant, people from New York,
yep,
driving in just to look at the ground.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know? And if I can save anyone a trip, if you want, as someone who was there for all the days after, you just won't know by driving by. Aside from the fact that it's set back, it's an empty field, and you're not going to, without you knowing what empty field they used, you really can't tell. But yeah, to your point of the folks who lived up there, when the media took over that town, the media I spoke of from all over the world, it was insane. Again, I've seen a lot of things. I've rarely seen anything like that. And may I also add that as recently as yesterday, there are some still up there with their big lights and big cameras. And so they're still there because, again, the investigation is ongoing and the finger pointing certainly is continuing.
But the Butler Farm Show is on.
It is on Monday. Here's the thing, Larry. $10 gets you in. That's all. That's for the rides, the attractions. Can't recommend it enough.
All right. We're with Barry Pintar, KDK-TV. More to come on the Big K Morning Show. 652 News Radio, KDKA. Larry Richard with my in-studio guest this hour is Barry Pintar from KDK-TV. Not new to the region, but relatively new to KDK. And it's been a whirlwind for you, as we've discussed, being in Butler since,
yep,
July 13th.
Yep.
But also, so many other big stories. So a week later, as a matter of fact, just on Sunday, mm-hmm, and that's hard to believe, that's just two Sundays ago, President Biden said, I'm taking myself,
yeah,
out of the race. Then this whole buildup to Kamala Harris choosing a vice presidential running mate. So there are six names. We know that Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan took her name out Monday.
Right.
Then Roy Porter of North Carolina Tuesday.
Right.
And so there's governors, a senator, and Buttigieg as a cabinet member.
Transportation secretary, yeah. And here's the thing. You know, you talk to the political pundits and you listen to what's being bantered around out there, and that is the goal is to win the battleground states. There's no question that for Kamala to win, she's got to grab the battleground states. And many people would say the battleground state that will determine this election is Pennsylvania. I've teamed up with some stories with our partners at CBS Philadelphia. We went to the center of the state. We interviewed a lot of folks a couple of weeks ago before Biden dropped out, to your point. I was sent out. I want to hear what our county executive thinks. I want to hear what our mayor thinks, Ganey and Sarah. And when I interviewed them, they're like, no, he has to stay in. I've done the man on the streets deal in Market Square. The overwhelming opinion was, no, Biden has to stay in because that's the way it's always done. And that's the momentum we have that we think he can pick up. So, yes, a shock, not only, I think, to the viewer and to folks out there, but as we heard from our Democratic leaders, until, and I'll tell you, Larry, for me, when I heard Nancy Pelosi Chuck Schumer, these big Democratic Party leaders in Washington saying, I think Joe needs to bow out. You know, it was hard to say this is coming down. But yeah, when she bowed, when it happened and Kamala was pushed forward, because again, would it be her? Would it be Gavin Newsom? We just didn't know. It just seems like that's the trajectory. And here we are, to your point, as who will be the running mate. And I got to say, in my opinion, watching it all in terms of what will likely happen, I think it's going to be Shapiro. He is a well-loved governor.
And Paul Rasmussen just indicated to us that the announcement's going to come Tuesday.
Yep.
In Philadelphia.
Yep. Exactly.
Fourth largest city in America, in Pennsylvania, you would think.
And add to that mix that Shapiro had scheduled events in New York for
Hamptons.
That time, right? That he canceled. So, now he's going to be in Pennsylvania when she announces. So, again, you start to do the addition, and it is, to quote the old song, things that make you go,
Yeah, Governor Shapiro. And then the practical part, talking to Rich Fitzgerald, who knows a lot of, you know, how this works.
Right.
Said, Austin Davis, the lieutenant governor who worked for Rich Fitzgerald, will become, if they win, the acting governor of the state. And then Kim Ward, pro tem Republican state senator, would become the lieutenant governor. So from a practical standpoint for our state, it would be a major change.
Yep.
And for the country to have, and you've heard Shapiro out there stumping for Harris.
Absolutely.
He's been more over the top and energetic than he was even when he was running for himself.
I agree.
We got more to discuss, too, with Barry Pintar. Appreciate you coming in, Barry.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.